As if supply chains weren't under enough pressure, the transport industry is warning of another looming crisis, which could see the nation's diesel trucks grind to a halt. Supplies of AdBlue, an important chemical used to remove pollution from the exhaust of diesel trucks, are dwindling. Without it, the trucks can't run, and insiders say there's now a very real possibility they'll be forced off the road. And the consequences of that could be disastrous. David Sparks has more.
AdBlue. It's not on everyone's shopping list, but you make use of it virtually every day, because everything from food and medicine to electronics and sports gear is transported by trucks that use it. Warren Clark from the National Road Transport Association explains.
In most of the modern diesels, there's a chemical added to the system called AdBlue. Now, a lot of this AdBlue or the chemical that goes into making AdBlue is imported from China. Now, what's happened is that the supply of that chemical, urea, has dried up from China, and hence there's now a massive shortage of AdBlue in this country.
The key ingredient for making AdBlue is urea. That's also used to make fertiliser for agriculture. And Warren Clark says there are a few reasons why the supply from China has been switched off.
We've heard things like the cost of fertiliser in China internally has gone up dramatically, and a large portion of that is urea. So what they've said is that we do not want to export any urea to try and keep the price of local fertiliser down.
He says this is a problem happening right now, and if Australia doesn't come up with a new supply of urea, and therefore AdBlue, a crisis is on the cards.
This is a very big issue, or potentially this could be a very, very big issue for the whole country. Every modern diesel, not every modern diesel, but a large portion of the modern diesels rely on AdBlue to actually operate. We're talking about the whole country is going to be impacted if we don't solve this lack of supply.
How soon could this become a problem?
You know, it depends who you talk to, but I had a member call the other day. They've got 250 prime movers, so they're a big organisation. A lot of their fuel they buy in bulk. They are basically out of AdBlue next week. So the way that we're trying to portray it is that we believe that there's enough supply of it till about February next year. So, you know, if this is not solved by then we have a major problem.
What does happen then? Describe it. What are we talking about?
Well, the trucks stop. So you've not got anything getting delivered to supermarkets. You've got power not being generated in South Australia. You've got, you know, tractors that can't harvest. You've got hospitals that don't have backup generator, all this sort of thing. So it's a major, major problem if it doesn't get solved.
Warren Clark has been discussing the issue with the Office of Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce this afternoon. He says the government's got to act fast.
And we need to work with the government to try and find additional supplies of the chemical, or different countries that we can import it from or get it from, or we need to increase the manufacture of AdBlue in this country.
David Smith runs a family trucking business in South Australia. He's also chair of the Australian Trucking Association.
I'd suggest to you that as we're already starting to be affected now. By that I mean some suppliers are actually running very low at the moment and approaching other suppliers. That hasn't had a direct link to trucks just yet, but the shortage is here and it is only a matter of time. Now, unless we can source some extra urea to make the product, it is going to have a direct impact. So I'm very worried at the moment, actually, from two things. One, we can't operate trucks without the AdBlue, firstly. But secondly, the price is going through the roof. And just to give you a bit of a round figure, last week it went up 5 cents a litre. This week, it's gone up 10 cents a litre. So that reflects the shortage straight away, if that makes sense.
The ABC asked the Office of Barnaby Joyce what the government plans to do about the potential shortage of AdBlue. A spokesperson said the government is aware of the concerns and is monitoring the situation.
David Sparks reporting.